Now from Willie into the hands of Lucas Klein, and the Blackhawks will have the ball, leading by 11, 7 minutes to go. Bailey throws it now left side, Nabafel down to Willie, turnaround shot is up short, rebound by Clark Henry. Henry holding his ground, did not foul, and the Crusaders with the basketball. Right side here is West, and a foul called on the way by. It's been a while since a foul has been whistled. It's going to be marked on Cole Nabafel. That is his third. Lacrosse Central leading Sparta, 74-41. WIAA tournament play tonight. Portage up on Sauk Prairie, 50-48. A couple of teams that Edgewood knows really well. Quick inbound pass for Lamb. He'll scoot it back to the lane. Wiseco's shot is fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line. That'll be the Blackhawks' seventh foul. Stops the clock with 6:43 to go. This is on Javon Willie. That's his fourth. Hillsborough leading Seneca, 68-47. Prairie du Chien leading Evansville, 50-27. Blackhawks have had a big night tonight. Free throw on the rim, no good for the Crusaders. Wiseco with one basket, 0-for-3 from the free throw line, trying to bring his team within 10 points in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lamb, kicks it back to West. West on the left wing with 6:40 to go. Penetrates in the middle, dumps it down low. Tough shot on the way, won't go. Rebound by River Valley. Javon Willie holding his own on the missed shot by Wiseco. And here go the Blackhawks. Thatcher up the sideline. 6:25 to play. Back to Klein. Thatcher down low over to the corner. Nice move by Klein. Swings it low. Javon Willie shot on the way, won't stay. Rebound Edgewood. There's a foul on Javon Willie, and he's just fouled out of the game. That'll be his fifth. Boy, he has played well tonight. He'll leave it with a total of 15 points. And a nice round of applause for Javon tonight. Fouls out with 6:15 to go. Blackhawks leading by 11. And they're checking to see whether these are bonus throws. It looks like they will be. North Crawford has defeated Weston tonight, 80-36. Ithaca was leading Kickapoo at last word, 58-41. Richland Center leading Viroqua at last word, 49-47. Drew Christensen will take a look from the free throw line. This one in the air, that one is good. So he brings his team within 10 at 48-38. Christensen will get another one as he takes the ball back from the official. This one in the air, and that one is good, although somebody went in the lane a little early, and I think, let's see, they may wave it off. It was a foul called. So, let's see, it looks like they counted the free throw, and then there was a foul right afterwards called on Carter Wiseco. That is his third. So it is 48-39, 6:13 to go. Thatcher in the middle, back to Poppy. River Valley trying to hang on for dear life here tonight. Thatcher across the timeline with 6:05 to play. Brings it left side, yo-yos the dribble, fires it back to Poppy. Down to the baseline, Klein. Klein airmails it back to Nabafel. Nabafel, nowhere to wander, gives it back to Klein. Klein left side, backing off Poppy. Now top of the wheel, held up by Keegan Heiser. Heiser, nowhere to go, goes to Klein. Down speed, down low, turn around Poppy, and gets a shot off. No good, traveling called, and it'll go back to the Crusaders with 5:38 to go. River Valley leading by 9. Into the game for Edgewood is number 11, Gannon Bagstad. Lancaster up on Fenimore, 43-35 tonight. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale, 48-40. Tournament boys basketball. It's a good one here in River Valley country. 5:30 to play. Edgewood takes it left side. Three on the way. Short. Rims off. Rebound River Valley. Cole Nabafel with the ball. Back to Houston Thatcher. Thatcher will run it down across the half-court line with 5:15 to go. Fakes a move. Goes down deep. Tough shot in traffic. No good. Rebound West and the Crusaders. Down knocked away by River Valley in the corner, and they're going to be stopped on the end line, and a like officials are going to confer on who has it. It will be Edgewood basketball. River Valley had him trapped. In fact, I think the Blackhawks thought there was going to be a foul called. So Rex Lamb comes out in this dead ball situation. Henry Apter is in now for Edgewood. 5:05 to go. River Valley leading by 9 points. West drives left side, gives it back to the near side. Apter. Apter, hands off, nowhere to go. On the pass, Christensen. Back to West. Caught now by Apter. Pull up 14-footer. No good. Rebound pulled down by River Valley. Sam Poppy with a basketball. Back to Houston Thatcher. Thatcher with 4:45 to go and a 9-point River Valley lead. Thatcher, nowhere to wander, fires it left side. Heiser makes the grab. Heiser drives low. Nothing there. Gives it back now to Klein. Klein down deep behind the basket. Tough shot. Foul called. That'll be the fifth on Edgewood, and I believe it was on the floor, so no shots. 4:29 to play in the game tonight. Crusaders bring back Rex Lamb. Foul is on Henry Apter. That's his fourth for Edgewood. Stops the clock with 4:29 to play. River Valley almost threw it away. Good tightrope by Klein, saving the pass. Now Thatcher just across the half-court line with the basketball. River Valley by nine. Ball goes to Klein, knocked away, picked up again by River Valley. Right side, Nabefeld, back to Klein. Klein with the ball, uses the dribble, brings it back to Thatcher. Thatcher throws it right side, Cole Nabefeld. Nabefeld goes down low, Poppy got down deep, shot good, and he's fouled on the play. Sam Poppy with his second basket. Fouled on the play, gives River Valley an 11-point lead at 50-39 with 4:02 to play. So Poppy will head to the free throw line now, trying to complete the three-point play. Boy, the way this game is going, every point is going to be important. Poppy with the free throw. It is on the iron and no good. Rebound by Edgewood. Edgewood with the outlet pass now, under 4 minutes to go. They trail by 11. West accelerates, goes down deep. Tough shot, scores. Timeout taken by Edgewood. 9-point game again, 50-41. River Valley, 3:52 to play. Tournament boys basketball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
3:50 to go after the Edgewood timeout. Houston Thatcher with the basketball. River Valley leading by 9. 50-41. Thatcher across the timeline. Throws it right side to Lucas Klein. Klein, now the count off by the official. Keegan Heiser brings it left side back to Nabefeld. This has been a moving and grooving game. Thatcher on the left side. Back to Klein. Right wing. Nothing. Back to Heiser. Top of the circle. River Valley 3.5 to play and a 9-point lead. Thatcher backs off, throws it high, and then Poppy is fouled. That'll be the seventh on Edgewood. That will put the Blackhawks at the line, shooting the bonus. Sam Poppy 0-for-1 there. He had a really big basket moments ago and has a chance now from the free throw line. The foul is called on, let's see, going to be marked on number 44, that's Henry Clark with his first foul. And I believe some blood time on the floor. So we'll step away as well as we get down to the wire in this one. 3:21 to play, 50-41. River Valley leading Edgewood on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Sam Poppy makes a free throw after the blood timeout on the floor. It is a 51-41 River Valley lead. Poppy will get a second look. This one in the air, and that one is good. Poppy coming up big for the Blackhawks. They're up by 11, 52-41, 3:17 to play. Ball goes to Edgewood. Ball on the left side, Christensen. Free throw line right. Now West, free throw line. He's going to make his mark now. Drives to the left side. And to the corner. There go the Crusaders on a baseline drive. They'll kick to the corner. Lamb back out. Now slashing lane. Tough shot. Won't stay for Christensen. Gets his own rebound. And now back to Wysecko. And again, Edgewood. Top of the key. There's West. Down low. Pass. Shot of the way and good for Bagstad. 52-43. 2:40 remaining in the ballgame. Edgewood back on defense. And here go the Blackhawks. Thatcher at the half-court line. Thatcher hands off Lucas Klein. And River Valley running the weave, and Edgewood trying to get a steal. Pass goes left, tough shot on the air, no good. And the rebound taken by the Edgewood Crusaders, and they're going to be tied up. And the arrow will point to Edgewood. Rex Lamb tying up there with Sam Poppy. So Edgewood gets it back with a chance to get a little bit closer. Owen Bailey returns for River Valley. Timmy West across the half-court line with 2:20 to play. Left side, Rex Lamb. Lamb yo-yos the dribble, backs off toward half-court. Stops on the near side. Fires off. Now it's caught by Wysecko. Wysecko left side, 2:09 to play. Edgewood's got to speed it up a little bit here in the department of trying to get back in the game. Here's West. Nice pass. Low. Tough shot. Up. Good. And a plus one. Whoa. Beautiful move by Carter Wysecko. And he'll go to the free throw line. 52-45. 1:59 to go. And a plus one coming up. Drew Christensen is out for Edgewood. And Henry Apter is in. Foul is on Sam Poppy. That's his fourth. And Edgewood will use a timeout. 1:59 to go. River Valley 52, Edgewood 45 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jewel Associates Engineering in Spring Green have been serving the local area for more than two decades. They appreciate all the clients for projects big or small and the work provided for the local dedicated professionals and technical staff at Jewel Associates. Without quality personnel, Jewel's success would not be possible. Jewel Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for all the amazing achievements on and off the playing surface. Jewel Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of jobs well done, and go Blackhawks!
Welcome back to River Valley High School. It's a 52-45 Blackhawks lead. They have led from the get-go, up 9-0 in this ball game. They were up 39-24 at halftime, led by as many as 18. But Edgewood has come out, and they've been pesky in the second half. They're within 7, and a plus-1 free throw is coming up, which could bring them to within 6. Wysecko is 0-for-4 from the line tonight. 4 points total. Free throw in the air, and that one is on the rim and no good. There's Sam Poppy again with the rebound. Poppy with the outlet pass, and Thatcher with the ball. 52-45 River Valley. Thatcher across the half-court line is bumped and fouled at the half-court line by Henry Apter, who may have just fouled out of the game. And it looks like he did. He will leave with a minute 47 to go. First Edgewood player to foul out tonight. His replacement is Drew Christensen, and shooting free throws is Houston Thatcher. Houston tonight with a total of 6 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Big free throws right here. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 53-45. One more for Houston. River Valley Jr. gets the ball back from the official and takes a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is no good. Came out of the cylinder. It stays an 8-point game. 1:44 to go. Edgewood to the right side. West hopping low. Throws it out to the corner. On a drive now is Bagstad. Reverse lay-in is good. And it is 53-47. 6-point game. 1:34 to go. Timeout, Edgewood. River Valley 53, Crusaders 47 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
53-47, River Valley in the lead here with a minute 34 to go. Edgewood's been doing everything they can to try and get back, and they're within six. Owen Bailey, the inbounder, baseballs it up ahead. Caught now by Navafel, lost it out of bounds, and it will be Edgewood basketball. River Valley turning it back over with a minute 32 to play. Edgewood will inbound. Timmy West across the half-court line, throws it left side to Rex Lamb. Lamb looking it over, brings it back to the right side, caught by Christensen. Back to Lamb in front of the RV scorer's table. Near side, it's caught. They're going to go for a low pass by Seckel. Back door wide open. Layup is good. And a two-point basket by Christensen. It's 53-49. 1:07 to go. River Valley with a basketball. A minute four now as they cross half court. Thatcher in front of the River Valley bench. Thatcher is fouled by Rex Lamb. Again, Houston's not a great one for Edgewood to be fouling, but he's got the basketball, and he'll go to the free throw line tonight, trying to help his cause with 58 seconds left. River Valley and Edgewood, this is as close as they have been since really early in the game. And so setting it up now at the free throw line. Thatcher, run into the bonus right now. It is on the way. It is short, and the rebound, Edgewood. Edgewood with a basketball, 53-49 across the timeline, Rex Lamb. Lamb on the left wing, backs off toward half court. Now back to Christensen, Timmy West with the ball. West, now it goes inside. Christensen lost the handle, picked up by Thatcher, up to Bailey. River Valley gets a stop, and Edgewood has to foul. 38 seconds to play. Edgewood did not get a shot off. Richland Center and Viroqua are in overtime, tied at 61. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale 64-57. Some close ones tonight. Looks like Ithaca has scored the win against Kickapoo by 17, and that'll set up an Ithaca-North Crawford rematch Friday night. Free throw is good by Owen Bailey. That puts the Blackhawks up 54-49 with 38 seconds to play. Second free throw now for Bailey in the air and good. Some money right there, 55-49, back to a 6-point game. Edgewood ball, 34 seconds. West left side now kicks it out by Seckel. Nothing. West Top of the key, three, and it is good. West nails a three, 55-52. This game is not over yet. 25 seconds remaining in this one, and River Valley and Edgewood in a timeout. 55-52 Blackhawks on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
25 seconds remaining. River Valley's lead at 1.18 in this game. 15 at halftime. And even with just a couple of minutes left, River Valley was up nearly by double digits. Let's check that. 52-43. That was with 2:40 remaining in the game. And Edgewood has just kind of kept the pressure going west with his first three-pointer. And a three-point lead for River Valley with 25 seconds. They'll have to bring the ball length of the floor against an Edgewood full-court press. Bailey, nowhere to go, brings it into Poppy. And Poppy hands off to Thatcher. Thatcher in the backcourt. 20 seconds. Thatcher looking for space. And a timeout is taken by the River Valley coaching staff, it looks like. River Valley was trapped. And at that point, they had made some plays, but I think they were concerned about 10 seconds being called and didn't want to give up the ball, so they take a timeout with 17 seconds to play. 55-52, River Valley leading Edgewood here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is a stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 to learn more.
It has been a game that has had just a little bit of everything, and it's not done yet. 17.7 seconds remaining. River Valley will bring the ball in play. Again, they have to bring it length of the floor. Edgewood has got to make a stop and make a three to tie it up. Now, River Valley has got some guys lined up on the end line like wind sprinters. Owen Bailey is the inbounder. And again, Edgewood man-to-man D. And here goes Bailey, the quick inbound for Poppy. Poppy back to Bailey, 15 seconds. Near side Thatcher, they're coming after him, and they'll foul him with 11.8 seconds remaining. Houston Thatcher heads to the free throw line at the other end. And this will be double bonus. So he's got a chance, even if he makes one, to make it a two-possession game. With 11.8 seconds remaining. Ball goes to the other end, and Thatcher is going to make his way. We're going to have a substitution in for Edgewood. Drew Christensen returns. Thatcher, 2-for-5 from the line tonight, and they'll rest on the first one. This one in the air, and it is no good. He will get one more. Trying to make it a two-possession game here. With a free throw made, a big one right here for Thatcher. Houston's free throw is on the rim, no good. Rebound Edgewood, and the ball comes back in play. 8 seconds, left side West. He has to shoot a three for the tie on the rim, no good. Rebound by River Valley. Cole Nabefeld is fouled. 1.9 seconds. West trying for the tying three, rimmed it off. And that opened the door for River Valley to get a rebound. 1.9 seconds remaining, and Nabefeld at the line for the first time tonight. Again, he'll be guaranteed two free throws. Cole at the free throw line. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 56-52. 1.9 seconds remaining. Nabefeld gets the ball back from the official. Takes a look. This one in the air. That is good. Edgewood will bring it in play. Caught near side by Lamb. Takes it across half court. Three on the way. Won't go. And that will do it. This one belongs to the River Valley Blackhawks. 57-52. They hang on for a first-round WIAA regional win against visiting Edgewood this evening. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. 24/7 service and a guarantee the job will be done right. River Valley hangs on for a five-point victory here tonight over Edgewood in a game that had a little bit of everything. We enjoyed it here tonight. We hope you did as well. And the turning point of the game, we're going with Sam Poppy. He had a really big basket down the stretch with a minute 34 to go, which put his team up at that point by 5 points. And he also made a key free throw. So turning point of the game right there. River Valley has to hang on for a very difficult win in the first round of the tournament after leading by 18. But you had the impression even at that point that maybe it wasn't necessarily going to be a walk in the park the rest of the way. And Edgewood came back and played them tough. A new way to run. Running has its rewards. Join Duncan Rewards for the moments of the game. The turning point tonight, we spotlight Sam Poppy. He is a junior for Richland Center and a couple of key plays down the stretch here tonight. We'll have more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
When you hear the word convenience, you've got to think Right Way Plaza at the intersection of Highways 14 and 23, Spring Green. Right Way Plaza has a fresh deli stocked with great tasting treats and all your favorite drinks chilled to your satisfaction. The atmosphere is top notch. Plus, take advantage of the Fuel Rewards program offering great savings, and there's an environmentally friendly car wash that's second to none. Stop by Right Way Plaza, Right Way Plaza, Spring Green.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Ader's Do It Best Hardware in Plain Blanchardville. Got some fixing to do? We can help. Now of course we have the right products at the right price, but we also have a knowledgeable staff. We can give you real advice on everything from installing a new faucet to great tips so you too can paint like a pro. So for helpful, friendly advice, stop by Ader's, your one-stop shop for your farm and home needs and always helping you make hardware easy.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs,
647-0149. Our postgame show continues from River Valley. The Blackhawks hang on for a victory tonight, 57-52. a final in overtime tonight. Looks like Viroqua has held off Richland Center 70-63 in overtime. Some very good games this evening. We'll check the final scoreboard coming up here a little bit later on. But let's check this one out. Point-wise for River Valley, Javon Willie with 15 points, and he fouled out with 6:15 to go. 13 for Cole Nabefeld. And from there, we go to 7 points for Houston Thatcher, 6 each for Sam Poppy and Owen Bailey, 4 points by Keegan Heiser, and 3 points for Reese Rhodes and Lucas Klein. As it turned out, all points were important this evening. For the Edgewood Crusaders on the other side, 13 points for Timmy West. They picked up 11 from Rex Lamb, 10 for Drew Christensen, 8 points for Gannon Bagstead, 2 for Clark Henry, and 2 for Will Hannon, and Henry after. After fouled out with a minute 47 remaining in the game. Edgewood 4 of 10 from the free throw stripe. River Valley 15 of 22 and shot the ball pretty well. That made a difference in the ball game as well. And, of course, in a tight game down the stretch, everyone was important. They made a couple of free throws when they needed to. That probably could have put it away earlier than they did, but able to get enough free throws to stay ahead and win this one tonight by 5 points. River Valley now 11 and 14. Edgewood sees its year end at 5 and 20, and I know it's been kind of an up-and-down year for them, but certainly it looks like some potential for future years. For River Valley, their next opponent coming up, it'll be second-seeded New Glarus at New Glarus on Friday night, and New Glarus had a first-round bye. Our post-game show continues in a moment from River Valley High School on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Welcome back to River Valley. The Blackhawks get the win, 57-52 in the opening night of the WIAA tournament. Some other scores. Iowa Grant ends the year for Riverdale 73-64. Highland was the winner against Waseca Steuben 78-66. Lancaster ends the year for Fenimore 55-40. Westby over Boscobel 77-53. Richland Center losing to Viroqua 70-63 in overtime tonight. Elsewhere, let's see. Highland 63, Waseca Steuben 55. We hadn't mentioned that one. North Crawford was winner against Weston 80-36. Ithaca was a winner, and I believe that was by 17 over Kickapoo tonight, setting up a North Crawford-Ithaca rematch coming up Friday night at North Crawford High School. So it should be some good ones in the second round. There were really some good ones tonight in the area. A lot of games that were hotly contested, and this one certainly among them. River Valley up by 15 at halftime, 39-24. They would have an 18-point lead at one point in the game, and then Edgewood kept it close, got it under 9, and then eventually got it as close as a 3-point game with 25 seconds left, 55-52 on the 3-pointer by Timmy West. River Valley was able to inbound. They were fouled and, again, making enough free throws in the end to get that lead to 5 and win it here going away and moving on to the next level. New Glarus in level 2 action coming up on Friday night. Our game has been engineered by Tim Thede. Thanks to the whole gang here at River Valley Schools. We appreciate them very much. Everybody but John. John, he's here tonight. Hey, how you doing, John? Good. Ow. Good to see you. And thanks to everybody out in the field reporting scores tonight as well. Tim Thede, our engineer, back at the studios. We'll be back your way with girls basketball on Thursday night. A special broadcast from Richland Center High School of Argyle Pecatonica and Wazika Steuben in a WIAA sectional semifinal game that will get underway at 7 o'clock. Until that time, we wish you the best. Congratulations, River Valley, on your 57-52 win in the first round of the WIAA tournament. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
When God made woman, I wonder sometimes if it was a flower he had in mind when he made her. A touch as gentle as a butterfly, a kiss so sweet it could stop time forever. God gave man the chance to be the kind of strength a woman needs. He was supposed to be the one to carry that load. But there she goes, baby in her arms, world on her shoulders when her day starts. Working a job that don't pay much, but she thanks God it's enough. And there she is on her own two feet. He walked out, but she still got dreams. Tries to laugh when she feels like crying. Nobody blame her, she stopped trying. But she's got a heart that gives and gives. So you tell me who the strong one is. Tonight's the first night in a while. She put on her makeup, wearing a smile. She's going out. But the fever that the baby's got now, it's all shot down. And she gives up what she wants to do for what she has to. That's what a mama does. And she'll be there like she always is when the sun comes up. And there she goes, baby in her arms, world on her shoulders when her day starts. Working a job that don't pay much, but she thanks God it's enough. And there she is on her own two feet. He walked out, but she still got dreams. Tries to laugh when she feels like crying. Nobody blame her, she stopped trying. But she's got a heart that gives and gives. So you tell me, strong one is. And there she is on her own two feet. He walked out, but she still got dreams. Tries to laugh when she feels like crying. Nobody blame her, she stopped trying. But she's got a heart that gives and gives. So you tell me who the strong one is. Yeah, you tell me who the strong one is.
Friends, when it comes to her,
when it comes to him,
never again. Last time was the last time. That time nearly did us in.
Yeah, too much drama.
Girl, you're a match.
You're gasoline.
We just burn too fast. So here we are, lighting up that spark. Yeah, we tried to run, but we didn't get far. I never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do. You're all I want. I never say never with you. You got a touch that kills me.
Makes me feel alive.
Couldn't turn me off.
Yeah.
Tonight we might get it right.
I
never say never with you. I end up together with you. It's hell and it's heaven with you, baby. Anything's possible. The highs are unstoppable. It's so uncontrollable. It's crazy. We say we won't, and then we do. You're all I want. I never say never with you.
Till we fly, I'm gonna make it feel just like the 4th of July. Oh girl, you know my heart explodes from the colors in your eyes. Have I ever told you how much I love you? Well, I wanna let you know. Oh, oh. I was a dead man walking, my heart was barely beating. Girl, you walked in, and I started feeling boom, boom, the rhythm in my chest. You took away my prayers, baby. Just say yes. If I make your heart go boom, boom, oh, if I make your heart go boom, boom. Just give me one more kiss.
then give me one more kiss. I hope you never stop. I hope this never ends. Gonna lose myself in you. Gonna make you come and find me. Oh girl, you know I lose control. I want you all around me. Have I ever told you how much I need you? I wanna let you know. Oh, oh, I was a dead man walking. My heart was barely beating. But girl, you walked in and I started feeling boom, boom. The rhythm in my chest, you took away my breath, baby. Just say yes. If I make your heart go boom, boom. If I never told you how much I love you, girl, I love you, girl, I love you. I was a dead man walking, my heart was barely beating. But girl, you walked in, and I started feeling boom, boom, the rhythm in my chest. You took away my breath, baby. Just say yes. If I make your heart go boom, boom. Oh, if I make your heart go boom, boom.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers! This Saturday night on Those Were the Days, join us for Solid Gold Dancer Idol.
Staying alive, staying alive.
I just called to say I love you.
Hey, rock and rollers! We hope you'll join us Saturday night for classic rock and roll, the tunes that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days. We'll be taking requests and playing trivia as well, and flashing back to 1984 this weekend. Our show is sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, along with Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Chance Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and join us for Sweet Turntable Treats, sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel.
I heard
town. Oh, well, it's been a hot minute since me and you were hanging out. Yeah, we had that crazy kind of chemistry. Oh, well, you get burned on, burned on, care, just reach for another match and gasoline. Yeah, knock, knock, here you come and knocking on my door. But you're gonna have to wait on the porch. I'm not pretty.
peaked in high school.
Be alright.
Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
I just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way, even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, don't cry for me, I'm alright, I'm better than you know, and this life can be a shorter ride, so don't wait on sorrow, and just hold on to those moments and the memories we share. We're both headed for the same place anyway. I just beat you there.
See you there.